I really wish I could sleep in my own bed. I offered them my bed tonight, especially since they're my guest and all, but my, my. I am so scared. I can't believe a woman of my caliber is scared of a storm. No. Mm-mm, no. I am not scared of some storm. Yes. Yes, it is just my imagination. It's just a dream. And when I close my eyes, I'll wake up as soon as I relax, of course. Yes. Just relax and close my eyes. And think of nothing else but tomorrow. That's the day me and darling go out to the mall. I've kinda waited for this day forever, haven't I? Oh my, you startled me. Oh my god. I didn't mean to get so loud. I am so sorry. What? How can I help? What's up? Is something the matter? You heard my ramblings. Oh my, that's embarrassing. Well, yes, the sounds that thunder startled me a little. I never really got used to it. You want to sit next to me? Go ahead. Well, my father used to coddle me all the time when the storms came. Oh, I remember not being scared whatsoever. However, I suppose sometimes thoughts can creep in more than I like. All those fears come in, and then you wrap your arms around her. You didn't have to, love. You wanted to make me feel safe. Well, you're no father. But I suppose I feel a little safer. Thunder roared loudly, and she wrapped her arms around herself, curling up in your arms. You know, you're not just saying that, are you? I don't want to push you away at all. Why does it have to be so loud? This is so indecent of me. I hate you have to see the side of me. You should be the one coming to me. Darling. I suppose this can work for the time being. I have a very odd question. You can say no. Please, answer honestly, darling. Do you mind if I would sleep in the bed with you? I feel safer if I slept next to you. Like I said, you can say no. I will be fine with sleeping on my couch. I just need a blanket from my room. What? You'll let me sleep with you? Here? And in your room? Thank you. You want to go ahead and go to bed? Yes. Yes, I understand that it's very late. Oh! Of course! I trust you fully. I know you won't take advantage of me. Sweet. I've known you for a while now, haven't I? You believe I distrust you that much? Yes, I trust you very much, my darling. Why don't we go ahead and go? She stood up, brushing off her lap, extending her hand. There you go. Come along, it's bedtime. We have to wake up very early, don't we? Both of you walk to the room, her laying down under the cover quickly. Right then, thunder struck. Quickly, she pulled her pillow closer. You lay down next to her, wrapping your arms around her as she faced away from you. You pulled her in closer. Thank you. You didn't have to. No, this is fine. I promise. Please don't worry. I feel safer already. My blanket. I think it's in my closet. It's baby blue, however. I really don't need it. I have you holding on to me tightly.
Getting up, you opened her closet door. The blanket caught your eye immediately. Grabbing it from the top shelf, you bring it to your bed and hand it to her. She snuggled into it closely and held it even closer. You get back behind her, wrapping your arms around her.
Thank you. Oh, my. I'm not so used to people taking care of me. You're so sweet. I really don't.
Quietly, you told her to shush, saying it was okay.
Oh, right. It's bedtime, isn't it? I think I'm getting a little... sleepy. So I can go ahead. But I will lay here and fall asleep. I have to say, thank you for being here for me. I really appreciate it more than anything. You being here and not making me feel bad for being scared. Thank you more than anything.